With the 4th of July fast approaching, our question is, which one of our coworkers is the most patriotic?
We're looking for the biggest American.
That's why we're doing the patriotism quiz. Today, tomorrow, and Friday, we'll be asking our coworkers questions pulled right out of the U.S. citizenship test, and Deidre will be the first contestant. How do you feel today?
My heart is racing right now. History was not my strong point.
Well, we do have a history teacher. Rich, where did you teach?
I teach currently at Selvidge Middle School in the Rockwood District. I've been there for 18 years and in Rockwood 28 altogether.
Wow.
So you are a qualified test giver today. You're not going to take it easy on these people,
are
you?
Oh, no.
All right, so we have five questions.
The winner gets a mini American flag. The losers get sticks. That's it.
Just the pole.
Just the pole that it was on. You don't get a flag.
Well, let's kick it off.
Question one. The idea of self-government is the first three words of the Constitution. What are these words?
This is so bad. That's not my answer.
This is so bad. I'm totally not on Google looking up that answer myself.
On this day.
Okay.
Question two. How many amendments does the United States Constitution have?
22.
That sounds like a good answer.
Sounds good.
It does.
It's not.
Question three. Who is in charge of the executive branch?
No multiple choice. That would be the Secretary of State.
Secretary of State, okay.
All right, two more questions to go. This is the patriotism quiz. We are quizzing our coworkers with questions from the U.S. citizenship test in honor of July 4th.
Eeks. Question four. How many U.S. senators are there?
U.S. senators, I think there's two in each state, so 100?
Okay.
Maybe.
And last question. We elect a senator for how many years?
Oh, 2 years.
2 years.
I would like to commend you, Rich, on your teacherness. Like you,
and your poker
face is so great. Your question reading, spectacular.
Now the big question is, Mr. Rich, how many out of five did Deidre get correct?
One.
Yes, I'll take it.
Okay. We got one out of five.
Which would be a failing grade on the citizenship test.
Oh,
you have to get a 60% to pass.
So you got a 20%.
But I didn't get the rest of the questions, so I could have aced the rest.
Oh, I love the way you're thinking.
Very, very positive.
We will be back with the next competitor tomorrow at the same time on 106.5 The Arch. Thank you so much, Rich.
No problem.
And thank you, semi-citizen Deidre.
Yes, I thank you for it.
Cue the Russian theme song. Just kidding.
All right. We got two more contestants. We'll be back at the same time tomorrow with another patriotism quiz.
Stacey and Jonah, 106.5 The Arch. Tell me,